Hi, this is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy, and we have a really special program today with Giorgio Nusiner from the Italian American Assistance Program, and he teaches people, helps people actually, how to get Italian citizenship. So welcome, Giorgio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Bob, for your invitation.
So I think a good place to start is, I know there are different ways or different criteria for people to get Italian citizenship. So what are those criteria?
Basically, in order to get Italian citizenship, you can get it by descent, which is, it's called jure sanguinis, which is literally the right of blood, or by marriage, which is called jure matrimoni, which is the right of marriage, if you're married to a spouse, an Italian spouse. There are other means, but it's more complicated for our, for this case, I believe we should stick with the descent, jure matrimoni and jure sanguinis, and more jure sanguinis. Jure sanguinis is the right that someone has to become an Italian citizen if you have an Italian, if you descend from an Italian born person. There are some laws that need to be followed, which basically is that the bloodline should have not been interrupted from the moment that the Italian-born ancestor was born until it comes to you. And so you can ask for the consulate in the US, if you live in the US, to be recognized as an Italian citizen. The problem we have seen is that the Italian consulates in the US have had a lot of requests, an incredible amount of requests of citizenship. And since they have the personnel in the consulates, it's very reduced, they have waiting time enormous. And we're talking about 6, 7, 8 years of waiting time.
So I didn't realize it increased that much. I had a friend who did it not too long ago. And I guess it took her about 2 years. So it's up that far, huh?
Yes, and of course it depends on the consulate. There are some consulates that have less waiting time, but New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco are the one with the most long waiting time.
Right. Now, one thing I learned maybe about 6 months ago, and I never realized that I personally don't have my Italian citizenship. I've thought about it for the last couple of years and just haven't pulled the trigger. I'm 70, so waiting 6 or 7 or 8 years is probably too long. What I learned just recently is that you could actually get the citizenship if you're in Italy.
Yes, you can. And actually, it's not a law, but it's an instruction of the Ministry of Interior that establish that you must apply to the place corresponding to your official residency. So if you are a resident in, I don't know, let's say Chicago, you must apply to the consulate in Chicago. If you're a resident in Georgia, you must apply to the consulate corresponding to Georgia, which is Miami. If you establish residency, even if it's temporary, in Italy, you can apply, therefore, in Italy. And the process of establishing residency in Italy takes about 45 to 60 days. And after that, you can request your citizenship, and you will get the citizenship basically in 6 months period versus 8 year in Los Angeles or New York. But you must establish residence in Italy. And to establish residence in Italy, there are three conditions. One is that you either own a place or B, that you rent a place, or three, that you have family or friends sign a declaration of hospitality. If you have some friends, if you know somebody of a family that has a house in Italy, you can ask them to sign a declaration saying that you live there. And with that declaration, you can go to the municipality corresponding and establish your residency there. There are some rules to follow, but let's say that in 45 days you get everything ready, and you don't need to make any appointment to apply for the request of citizenship.
But obviously you need to have all your paperwork in order and yes. Have that with you, right?
Yes, exactly. That's a very good point. The documents are exactly the same of the documents that you would need to present to Italian consulates in the US, except some minor addendums, which are that the translations must be certified by a court in Italy, and that the naturalization must also be apostille and translated. So we're talking about a very few hundred dollars more of expenses.
Oh, so that's pretty neat. And, you know, it is certainly a consideration of mine. So let's use me as an example. My grandfather, actually, all my grandparents were born in Italy, but my father's father, they came to the United States in 1950. He did naturalize, but he naturalized in 1939, and my father was born in 1923. So that means I can go through my paternal grandfather. Is that right?
Yes, you can. And you definitely are an Italian already. You just must prove it through documentation. So you have three options, basically. Where do you live, Bob? In which
I live in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, okay. So you either go to the consulate in New York, you prepare all your documents, and that's what we do. We can assist you. You prepare all of your documents. You make, or you try to make, better said, an appointment at the New York consulate, which, if you're lucky, you can get it in 2025, and wait for your appointment. And the day of your appointment, you submit your papers. And after you submit your papers, they have up to 2 years of processing time. So let's say 2027, 2028, you can get your citizenship in New York. Or option B, you go to Italy for 45 to 60 days, you establish your residency there, and you apply for your citizenship, and in 6 months, after you establish your residency and you request your citizenship, you can go back to the US, and our offices in Italy can take care of the rest. And in additional 4 to 6 months, you can get your citizenship. But again, you will need to be there for at least 60 days. Or option C, you don't need to move from your desk, and you can claim your Italian citizenship judicially because of inefficiency of the administrative inefficiency of the Italian consulate in New York. And that requires only to apply as if you were applying in Italy at the comune, but at a court of law. So that would require the intervention of a lawyer. We do have a law firm in Rome that takes care of this case daily. And it's a process that takes 2 years from the beginning to the end. So it's slightly slower than the application, the direct application in Italy. But it does not need your presence there. So mm-hmm. If in case you don't have that time, you don't need to go to Italy, and you can use that option.
Oh, so that's I didn't realize that was another alternative, which is, of course, you know, kind of in between the longest and the shortest.
Right.
So as far as establishing residency, I do have a friend there. I have, which I didn't know up until a few years ago, some cousins there. So let's say I contact my cousin Cinzia in Naples. And I say, now, do I actually have to live with her, or does she just have to? So if she says, yes, I have a room you could live in,
yes,
she signs a document saying that I'm living with her.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, the municipality will send an officer a clerk of the municipality to actually verify that you do live at the address you provided. And after the clerk verifies that you do live there, it concludes basically the process. If you want to make a chronographic history of how it works, basically is you go to Italy, you have to register at the questura, which is the police, within 8 days after you arrived, with a declaration of presence. You rent your apartment, you have your apartment already rented, or you have your friends, as you said, that will prepare the declaration of hospitality. You go with them to the comune, and you present the papers to the comune. The comune will give you a certificate that, or a certification, more than a certificate, that you have the right to request the citizenship by descent, and that you can register at the anagrafe, which is the aire, basically, of the comune, of the resident population. You register at as a resident of that municipality, you go back to the questura, and you change your status from tourist, because you entered as a tourist, to what is called waiting for citizenship. So you can stay there indefinitely, not the 90 days that you can stay for as a tourist. You can stay there indefinitely until you get your citizenship, or until the citizenship is denied. And that is the process.
Oh, so that's pretty neat. That's really pretty neat. So one other question about descendancy. I know I could go through my paternal grandfather, but my mom's parents were both born in Italy. They never naturalized. So if I wanted to go through my mother's family, is that possible?
It is, depending on when your mother was born and when you were born. If you were born after 1948, which I assume you were born after 1948.
I was, but my brother wasn't.
Okay. So if you were born after 1948, you can receive the citizenship from your mother administratively. Otherwise, you would need to go again through a court of law and challenge the Italian state for the 1948 rule. Now, your mother, since is the one receiving the citizenship from her parents, and she was born before 1948, can only receive the citizenship from her father. So it would be your maternal grandfather transmitting the citizenship, since he never naturalized, transmitting the citizenship to your mother, and your mother passes to you that you were born after 1948. In the case of your brother that was born before 1948, it's the same thing, but your brother must challenge the state in a court of law. You can go to the New York consulate, your brother cannot. Your brother can only request the citizenship through a court of law in Italy.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's something. I didn't know that. I never really understood that 1948 law. So that really puts it in perspective. You know, if somebody wants to hire you, that you offer a consultation, but what how does that consultation work? And what services do you provide to help people get their citizenship, whether it's here or whether it's in Italy?
Yes. So we provide any kind of services. First of all, the consultation is absolutely free of charge. Anybody can access our website and request an application form, fill it out with the information they have available, send it to us, and we'll review their case free of charge and establish if they do qualify for an Italian citizenship by descent or by marriage, whatever the case it is. And if they do qualify, we'll tell them what the next step would be, how long it would take, and how much it could cost with no obligation at all. Then we do offer either the complete executive service that we call, which includes from A to Z, from the US and Italian documents, the apostilles, which are the certification of those documents, the translations and the applications to the consulate, which is the complete service in case they need it, to the any service they might need. If they just need the Italian birth certificate of an ancestor, we can do that. If they just need a translation, we offer that as well. If they just need an apostille or a US document, we also offer that. And if they already have some documents, but they want the full service, which is more convenient since it's a package, we can offer the full service and we can credit any document that they already have.
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com. Right, and from what I understand, it's very comprehensive in that. In my case, let's say again, my grandparents' birth certificates, their marriage certificates, their death certificates, my parents, my marriages, my divorce, all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
right?
You need to provide all vital records, which are birth, marriage, and deaths, and divorces, and also the naturalizations, of course, or the lack of naturalization, no? In case of your maternal grandparents that you said that they never naturalized, they never became US citizen, it must be proved by documentation.
So there has to be a search on that to show that they don't show up.
Exactly. And there must be a certificate saying that they never became a U.S. citizen, as well as there is a certificate that says that somebody else, your paternal grandparents, they became citizens. So it's the same thing, basically, the negative and the positive certificate, which has some additional addendum, one and the other not, but it's the idea is the same.
Right, right. No, I get it. I do know it's a long process. And I think for anybody who's considering it, at least, you know, listening to this, they now know that they have three choices. They have the real long choice, they have the middle choice, And then, you know, some people, I think, spend a lot of time in Italy and probably didn't even know that that was an option.
Yes, and not only that, Bob, but it's also that you need some expert assistance, because the risk is that it takes many years to get an appointment to any consulate. So let's say you make the appointment, and which is within 3 years, then you prepare the documents that you think they are okay. Mm-hmm. You prepare your file, you go to the consulate, and you might not last even 3 minutes, because they can kick you out since there are some documents that are not in the right format, documents that are not translated properly, documents that have not been certified. There are so many options and so many laws that you need to follow, and instructions of the consulate and of the ministry that you need to follow, that it really makes sense to hire some professional assistance. And talking about that, one of the additional things that we offer, one of the additional services that we offer, is the document review. So let's say that you think you have all, or you do have all the documents completed, and you want them to be verified by our company, we'll be happy to review them and make sure that there are no inconsistencies also in the names, the dates, because even one single inconsistency can have your case dismissed. And if there are those inconsistencies, we point them out and we'll tell you how to correct them.
Right. So that's important to know. And I do know my friend Antonia. She got a citizenship about 2 years ago, but she went to consulate and she had one issue with, I think, her grandfather's name or something like that. And he told her, you know, you have to come back. And she cried. And he said, come back in 2 weeks. So she got away with it.
Right. She was lucky.
Yeah.
She was very lucky.
She caught the right guy with the right empathy. And,
right.
And he was sympathetic to her tears and told her, come back. And since it's just this one thing, come back in 2 weeks and we'll fix it. But she was very, very happy once she received it. And so now, so let's go to, what are the advantages of having Italian citizenship?
Well, there are many advantages. First of all, with an Italian citizenship, you can have a European European passport, let's say. You can live, work, study, get healthcare in free of charge in any country of the European, of the EU. The study part is something that I personally am experiencing right now, right now, because one of my son is now entering the first year of college, and he was considering to go to the U.S. university, U.S. college. We are based in Florida. So he was considering any college. And you know how the cost of the college. We're talking about $50,000 to $70,000, $80,000 per year, mm-hmm. depending on the university. Maybe a little less if you go in state. But one of his choices was to go to the Politecnico di Milano, which is an excellent technical school, technical college in Italy, in Milano. And it's one of the 10 best schools in Europe for engineering. And he will go there, and his tuition and the cost for 1 year is 1,600 euros.
Wow, that's amazing.
So just make the math and see the difference of how much it will cost. And the healthcare, The healthcare is completely free. It's free of charge. You can spend, you can have all kind of process, operation, and any ER, OR, emergency room that you can visit, and it's absolutely free of charge. So that is an economical advantage. Then there is the cultural advantage. Living in Europe, you live in history. Mm-hmm. Living in Italy, you live among its history. The fact that you can work in the EU without any additional visa, that's a plus for anybody that lives in the US and is an employee of a multinational, and it can be up for a position in Europe. And it's easier to transfer him to Europe than somebody else that doesn't have the visa or the permit to work and stay in Europe. And you can transmit your citizenship to your descendants indefinitely, as per the actual law. So you can transmit it to your son can transmit it to their son, and so on.
Wow, that's awesome. And that's a great point about the multinationals, because I actually, I lived in England for 24 months in the 90s, and I had, of course, had to get a work permit and you know, all of that, and my wife had to have a certain status, but that's a great point. You know, if you're working for a multinational bank or any company, and they're looking for somebody to work overseas, you have one step up, that's for sure.
Right, right.
And it is much easier and a lot less paperwork. You just show your passport.
So exactly.
That's pretty awesome. Exactly. I'm going to put all the links to the website. And one thing that I want to mention is that anybody who hears this broadcast, Georgia has been kind enough to work out a little coupon with my listeners. So I believe it's 5%.
Yes.
If you want to contact Giorgio and get that free consultation, do that. I think you should do that anyway. And then if you do decide, you know, there's a little special offer there too. So I do appreciate you taking the time. I think there's great advice and a lot of new information for people who are looking to get Italian citizenship.
Thank you, Bob, for the invitation. And just to close, I would say that the company name is ItamCap, and the website is itamcap.com, and they can visit us and everything that we have. A lot of blogs and a lot of information free on the website. And if they need any assistance, we'll be happy to help your listeners, and also the benefit of the additional 5% to your listener is very important, I think.
Yes, indeed. And thanks again.
Thank you very much. And again, for the invitation.